It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. It is the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. It is Saturday morning, so it's got to be the Grilling Guys.
You know, it kind of doesn't even feel like fall. I've got a little boat camp that I'm going to be going to this afternoon and cooking up some stuff for the guys, and I'm really having a hard time getting motivated to do it when it's going to be 80 degrees out. So get out on your backyard, get out on your back deck, open up that tailgate, and fire up that grill, because it is tailgate season. Hunting season is going to be around the corner. We're in it, but we're not on it yet.
I'm on it.
Yep, you bet.
I already had somebody shoot a deer out from under me.
Did
I
you
had
really?
A squatter on my spot. I mean, private property. The guy's over the border. I walked in on him. He saw me. I never even saw him. He's hiding up in a tree. And I had $5 underneath me. And this toothless idiot literally lung shoots the biggest buck of them all because it was too far a shot.
Right.
An 8-point, beautiful 8-point. The idiot lung shot him and the deer ran off.
Yeah. Well, we hope he found it, but, that's just a hunter courtesy.
Toothless
idiot. We got to look into that. But anyway, back to grilling. I know that was a hot topic for you earlier this week, but today's show, we're going to talk about picking the right grill. We're going to go all over the gamut with that. We're going to hit the gas grills, pellet grills, touch just a little bit on electric grills, and then we're going to end up on my favorite, the charcoal grill. It is deer season. It's duck season. We're going to have some recipes for game on the grill. Our friend Corin Briggs from Black Star Farms Winery is going to be calling in. Got a great salmon recipe. Going to be throwing that on the smoker this afternoon for the boys at camp. They're going to like that on top of the cowboy beans I made them. So we got a busy show today. Bob, let's start talking about these grills. You know, if you're in the big box store, if you're in a specialty store, if you're online, boy, there's a lot of choices that you can choose from on the grills. So before we get into the type of grill, let's just talk about grills in general. What is it that like the top three things that you're going to look for when you're standing and there's just a row of grills at Garrett's Appliance or if you're at Zager's or wherever you're at looking at grills? What are you thinking?
Well, I guess you almost have to make a list, as with anything. And what you want to do is just write down the things that you're looking for, what you want it in terms of performance, how many people you're going to be cooking for.
And that's not just a one-time thing, but that's on a regular basis.
You know, most of us get our grills out when we have more people over. I mean, that tends to be a big draw, and for some more so than others, which is why I have so many grills.
Right. Now, now let's do comparison contrast. It's Judy and I. There's only two of us. I can function very great with a smaller grill on a day-to-day basis, and when we have people over, it's usually only maybe one or two other couples because we don't have children, so we tend to entertain with other couples. Conversely, you have a family. You have a pool out back. When people come over to your house, there's lots of people usually. So yep. That's why you have one, multiple grills, but two probably bigger grills than I have.
Okay. So what you want to do is make sure that your square inch surface on that thing is adequate to handle what you like to make. And if you get a really good grill, some of the stuff you're going to want to make will expand. You're going to find that a little bigger surface is better. So minimum 400 square inches, and that's way too small in my opinion, but that's just kind of a minimum. Regardless of the number of guests, don't forget, when you're not using your grill, it's a good idea to keep it in good condition and using a grill cover. So yeah. Make sure you get one that at least has the ability to be stowed or that you can cover it up wherever you're putting it. Because if you spend a little money on it and get a decent grill, keeping the thing up is a big deal. If you don't take care of it, all those internal parts will end up corroding and rotting, and you'll have trouble with those. But so the biggest things to look for, in my opinion, are you got, number one, determine the type of cooking you're going to do so you can determine the type of grill you want to buy, gas, charcoal, pellet, whatever it is. And dare I say electric.
Right.
It doesn't qualify.
I know. George Foreman's
I
got
love
kids.
George.
He doesn't have grills.
I love George, but,
yeah.
You know, he lives in a condo.
Right.
So you have to determine how you're going to use it, what you like to make, and then you decide, okay, I'm going to do gas, charcoal, or pellet. And you know, for most people, one of each would actually do a great job if
right.
you have room for it.
And later in the show, we're gonna break down each of those different types of fuel, if you will, that being gas, charcoal, or the pellet, and we're going to talk about the pros and cons of each of those. But again, that grilling surface is important. 400 square inches is not that big, guys. It's 20 by 20 is a 400 inch square inches. They're usually not quite 20 inches deep, but they're a little wider than 20. But that's your standard grill that everybody would think that they have in their backyard. Again, Bob, I'm with you. I think multiple fuels, if you can afford more than one grill, is the way to go because, as we said, we're going to break it down later in the show. Certain types of grills do a better job for certain types of cooking.
Right, and I noticed in one of the big box stores that we constantly talk about, there's one made by, I don't know, some knockoff Chinese job, but it's a charcoal grill, smoker, and gas grill. Okay, don't fall for that. It looks really cool in the store, but none of those functions work properly on that. It's just a basic, you know, cheap import that looks like a great idea, but, you know, in practicality and when you're actually cooking on it, the gas grill is weak and pathetic and open flame. The charcoal side is a smoker box with it's like a barrel. It's basically, go get an oil drum and a hacksaw. You could make this thing in a half an hour. It's just not going to make it
happen. So let's talk about that, too, when you're choosing a grill, before we get into the kind of materials that they're made out of. Some of them are made tinny, if you will. Others of them are made out of cast iron. They take a little bit longer to heat up, but they hold heat real well.
Yep.
Others of them are, you know, people tend to get starry-eyed by the big stainless steel one, you know, that looks like a freaking car that's sitting there. And just because it's big and bad and shiny doesn't mean it's better, does it?
No, that's how they're selling them right now. And the problem is, again, they're going over to China and they're getting this cheap stainless, making a nice-looking cover for it. But then it's got this pathetic burner, and there's absolutely no technology. You could do the same thing on your gas range in the house. You could put a rack on it and just let the gas flames hit your meat, and you'll end up with the same flavor.
Right.
You're just not doing it properly. It goes against my grain. I can't stand to see people ruining food like that on.
Yeah, and it, you know what? We all have had them in the past. Maybe we have one on our back deck, and that's all you can afford, and that's great. But that's why you're listening to The Grilling Guys, because what we're going to do is walk you through what it might be that you want to consider when you're buying your next gas grill, your next charcoal grill, your next pellet grill, or, like we said, heaven forbid, if you live in a small area, you might want an electric one. We're going to talk about those maybe when we get closer into the winter.
I have actually, when we get into the gas side, I've got some really cool stuff you can look up online right now. So
yeah. In our next segment, we're going to talk about, I'm putting this Deer Camp grilling excursion together, if you will. Going to head down and hang with the buddies for the rest of tonight and then tomorrow. And I don't know if it's Deer Camp or Beer Camp, but we're going to be there. And I want to talk a little bit about all the preparation I had to do for the cooking. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. You're out of your mind.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.